Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Memes of the Week. The best thing you can do for this channel is smash that like button on this video like it's a pre-transition Ellen Page, so it reaches a wider audience. And now on with the memes. Number one looks like between 1955 and 2025, something went terribly wrong. Yes, abundance making men weak and soft. Not to mention that sometime in the 1970s they started letting mental patients back onto the streets. Mental illness is contagious because people see crazy people in large enough numbers doing something and they believe it's just normal behavior, especially in the blue cities. People want to fit in. In the past, it was rebel without a cause, and today it's cause without a rebel. Op next is women survive college without turning into a liberal. That's more valuable than the degree itself. But judging by her last name, she still got ridden more in college than the town bicycle. This is just her trying to virtue signal that she's looking for a conservative man. Just because a tiger tries to paint its stripes doesn't mean it's not a tiger. Just like this woman isn't a blonde, even though she dyed her hair. Number 3, Hashem says, the Jews are no longer safe in Canada. Someone says this is supposed to be a delusional take. But I talk to Jews and they aren't happy with all the Palestinians and Persians moving into their neighborhoods north of Toronto. Canada's filling up with Indians, but they tend to live in Brampton and not Vaughan. Many Jews left the Middle East to come to Canada to get away from the Palestinians, and now the Palestinians have followed them here. Moving on, the U.S. Border Patrol found 113 grams of fentanyl up a woman's cooch. I can just hear the addicts out there now asking why their drugs smell like fish. That good boy that sniffed up her cooch deserves extra treats for finding the drugs through that fish-flavored taco. Here's a cinder block for scale. It makes you wonder how she was able to put that much of that stuff up there. But that's a rookie move. And here's a banana for scale. Number 5, Lizzie says to all the insecure men out there that she slept with more partners, is smarter than them and is a single mother. Yes, if men are jealous of single mothers that have been run through. She's just seeing men living their best lives and she's bitter about it, so she's trying to make us feel insecure by saying this. She sounds like a loser trying to cope as hard as she can. She's telling us about her faults and trying to reframe them as accomplishments. Up next, what do you guys think about the guy who bowled a perfect game on 9/11? He looked so happy on such a terrible day. I was in shock seeing those Twin Towers fall. Someone needed to call the Department of Defense about this guy and tell them that there's another strike. Excuse me, sir, but it looks like a second ball has just hit the pins. But he's a real patriot. He probably saw the bad news on television and did this for his country. Number 7, former adult star Faye Reagan is missing after her life took a wrong turn. She was last seen in Las Vegas and no one knows where she went. Maybe they should check in the sewers under the city. Why is this even news? People go incognito mode all the time. If she was just another homeless or crazy person, then nobody would care. But because she was in the adult biz full of jizz, people have fond memories of her and want to help her out. Moving on, more women than ever are now boy sober. The new trend where 51% of women aged 18 to 40 are single. Are women going their own way now? They're being sent their own way as alpha widows because they refuse to settle for any man that's less than a Chad. They're waiting around for the perfect man to reappear, and they won't settle for anybody else. They just hop from Chad to Chad while remaining single. Women were going their own way the moment they entered the workforce and no longer needed men for money. Number 9, is it true that women don't love men and that they only love what we can provide them? That power, status, and resources are things to secure their loyalty, and once they're gone, they replace you. Yes, of course, if you're a beta male. But if they find you attractive and makes them stay the way that a man will still stay with the beautiful and sexy woman and do whatever he can to justify being with her. Up next, this Muslim woman accuses a company of Islamophobia for not hiring her as a receptionist. I wouldn't hire her either because she looks like a character from Disney Star Wars. Her eyes look super creepy and if she wore red, she would be one of the Emperor Palpatine's guards. She should send her resume to the Empire. Reminds me of the time when I spoke to these three trying to learn about their culture, only to have the bartender cut me off and tell me that they're actually patio umbrellas. Number 11, the room is completely engulfed in flames, and you can only save one of them. For me, it's the calico cat all the way. The others would try and kiss you if you rescued them, and I wouldn't want to throw up. Plus, the others look strong and masculine enough to save themselves. The calico cat is the only pussy in the room. Then again, if they were biological women, I would still save the cat. The rest of them burning down would probably do the world a favor. Moving on, remember guys, if you have to stand up to order your food, then you shouldn't be tipping. Why pay to help some land whale pay off her student debts? Let her work extra hours or get a side hustle to get her money. Here's hoping that AI replaces all the feminist baristas in the next decade, so we don't have to tip machines. And restaurants like McDonald's wonder why their same-store sales numbers are crashing. No one is going to shame me to tip. I'm impervious to shaming language. Number 13 Zany here says that considering that 70% of divorces are initiated by women, it's men who should be asked if they can even keep a woman. She's trying to turn it around on men. If only men were good enough, then we women wouldn't have to divorce them. Okay, by that logic, if women weren't ridden around like town bicycles, then maybe we would want to marry them. The 70% divorce rate is closer to 90% for college-educated ones. How does she explain that lesbian divorce rates are higher than the opposite-sex couples out there? That's the point where she yells and screams and calls you a misogynist. Up next, people are saying that the pandemic was years ago and that we should stop insulting people that complied. I won't, and I know some people still getting their 13th and 14th booster shots, and even wearing masks. Recently, I was at a doctor's office and someone was told by the doctor that they didn't need to wear a mask anymore, and they still didn't take it off. COVID made me see how evil people are and how cowardly others are for refusing to stand up for their principles. Number 15, young men today are giving up on sex and playing video games instead. Why pursue women that only want the top 5% of guys for casual sex? Plus, having sex these days can land you in jail because she regretted the hookup the next morning. Plus, every man has unlimited amounts of corn on his telephone. Why go out with a woman when you can stay in with your phone? If people think it's bad now, then just wait until GTA 6 comes out and the fertility rates crash even faster because of that. Moving on, is it true that the laundry room is the woman cave? Doing the laundry has to be one of the laziest chores in the house. I can't tell how many women I've heard complain about how hard it is to bring a bunch of laundry into the basement and put it into a machine that does all the hard work for them. It takes me literally 20 minutes a week. I alternate between whites and colors each week. For a family of four, it should take about an hour and a half max. Yet somehow women spend 3 to 4 hours in there every single week. Number 17, 90% of the food industry didn't exist 100 years ago. And back then, neither did 90% of the chronic diseases. It's inflammation from sugar, carbs, and chemicals that are causing the problem. Inflammation is invisible, and you can only see it when you get sick. You think you have an illness, but most illnesses are just symptoms of chronic inflammation. This whole scam is predicated on a food pyramid which tells you to eat more inflammatory grains and less healthier foods. Up next, Daniel says that women can sense when your life has no direction. Yes, but the number of women who have kids with bums says otherwise. They don't care if your life has direction if they find you attractive. They think they can change you and influence you so you choose the right course of action later. When they fail, they become single mothers. Yes, women want to be with kind, nice guys, but only if they're good-looking. They always make a guy's appearance their first priority. Number 19, what would you do if you're with a woman that's a 9 and she's obsessed with you but still needs constant reassurance that you still love her? If women knew what love is, they wouldn't need constant reassurance about if you love her or not. She would just know because she feels the exact same way. Also, when a woman complains about the tone of your voice, that just means she's got nothing else to complain about, and you shouldn't take her seriously. Moving on, women want to ban all guns to save lives. But if you tell them that we should deport all illegals to save lives, they just lose their minds. It's almost like they don't see male invaders that want to grape them as a threat. They want illegals here so they can have more men to choose from in the sexual marketplace. Notice how they hate female legal migrants, especially in places like Sweden where they're all Thai women and they're coming in and stealing the Swedish men. Number 21, happy belated Mother's Day. This mother made $800,000 by saying one magical word. And not only does she deserve every penny, but she's going to need every penny to move to a gated community so the forces of enrichment don't try and take her life. Now she can afford to take her kid to a proper park without Somali child molesters trying to ruin her life by filming her saying naughty words, only to watch it all backfire on them. Up next, Bonnie Blue's mom says that she helps her daughter with cleanup after the filming. Sounds like quite the sticky situation and gross attention-seeking behavior. When people say that the future is female, somehow I don't think that this is what they meant. But this is the pinnacle of female achievement, being able to have as much sex and hedonism as you want without consequence, all while being paid for the privilege of doing so. No flying cars, no world peace. This is women's dream. Number 23, here's a boomer talking about how hard it was to afford 3 houses at a 15% interest rate, while his grandson is telling him how he can't even afford to buy a used car. Why are boomers like this? Don't they understand that houses were only 2 to 3 times their normal annual income while today they're 8 to 10 times a person's annual salary. I suggest Gen Z and Alpha build their remote businesses and move to other countries and let the West collapse, and watch the boomers suffer from a distance. Not all boomers are like that, but why do so many of them not have any empathy? Moving on, Amy here says that she wants you to know that video games wouldn't exist without queer people. Well, someone needs to tell her that computers and electricity wouldn't exist if there were no men. It's because of women like this that good video games are ceasing to exist. Unless, of course, you get them from an indie game studio. Also, as far as I'm concerned, if you have the sides of your head shaved off like that, your opinion is worthless. This is a cry for attention. That's all. Number 25 and the last one, what happened to women over the last 50 years? They look like they manned up and grew beards. I blame the hippies in the late 60s and early 70s for promoting their free love liberalism, which led to this. They call this progress, but it's called collapse. I wish we could go back in time. Even 2010 was great compared to today. It all started going downhill sometime around 2013 to 2018. So that's it for another Memes of the Week. Please give this video a like to push it up in the algorithm and so new viewers can find it. If you enjoy this series and want me to keep making it, then donate at the PayPal and Subscribestar links below. Anyways, enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.